900 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. House Speaker Mike Johnson dismissing threats from hardliners in his party that they might hold a vote to try and oust him as Speaker. After Johnson pushed forward a $95 billion foreign aid package this weekend and passed the plan with the help of Democrats, Johnson telling ABC News.
Do you believe you will still be the Speaker come November?
Yes,
absolutely, without question.
Yes.
While Johnson can't afford to lose many Republican votes, it's possible Democrats might support him to avoid a vacancy in the speakership with only months to the election. A tram accident at Universal Studios Hollywood in Los Angeles has injured 15 people, according to authorities and the company. Victims taken to area hospitals with minor injuries, according to first responders. Details of the accident not immediately available. Authorities in Michigan investigating a car that plowed into a children's birthday party, killing two kids, and injuring several others. Police say they suspect the driver was intoxicated. This is ABC News. The federal government taking action to make companies that have produced so-called forever chemicals to also work to clean them up.
PFAS, known as forever chemicals, have been used throughout industries, but exposure in humans been linked to an increased risk of cancers, heart and liver problems, and developmental issues in children. A new EPA rule adds two of them, PFOA and PFOS, to the list of hazardous substances under Superfund. That means polluters will now be required to pay cleanup costs. Companies are also required to report if more than 1 pound is released. Brian Clark, ABC News.
California judge tentatively siding with the state's attorney general in a dispute over the title of a proposed ballot measure that would require school staff to notify parents if their child asked to change their gender identity at school. The state attorney general named the plan the Restrict Rights of Transgender Youth Initiative. Backers, though, wanted to be called Protect Kids of California Act. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up at Zielinski Hall or on the street because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition, it's culture, it's food, it's beer, you know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Making Windy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Yeah, lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Good morning. 3 minutes after 5 o'clock on your Sunday morning, coming down is a double dip of Frank Martin Bush as Max Inc. Americana on Civic Media.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I'd had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. And I fumbled through my closet, through my clothes to find my cleanest dirty shirt. And I washed my face and combed my hair, and I stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. Well, I smoked my mind the night before on cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid cussing at a can that he was kicking. Somewhere down the street, I caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And it took me back to somewhere, something I think I lost along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. There's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying it's half as lonesome as the sound of that sleepy city sidewalk. Sunday morning coming down. In a park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl. He was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and I listened to the songs they were singing. Somewhere far away, I heard the sound of a lonely bell ringing. And it echoed through the canyon like a disappearing song from yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday makes the body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying it's half as lonesome as the sound of that sleepy city sidewalk. Sunday morning coming down. that night. I met a girl down on the corner of 4th and
Americana on Civic Media. We are local music with Frank Martin Bush and I Met a Girl, a double dip of Frank Martin Bush, Sunday morning coming down. If you'd like to see Frank Martin, you can go to the Stormy's music venue in Beaver Dam next Saturday, April 27th. He'll be there rocking out for the night. Plus on Sunday, you can see Frank Martin Bush in Orfordville, Wisconsin, at Stables Bar and Grill. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Americana across the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Jimmy Kay. It's original country, folk, and bluegrass until 6 a.m. this morning. We got music on the way from God's Outlaw out of Milwaukee, Candace Griffin from Madison, and we'll do the cancellations, too. They're out of Nashville, Tennessee. This song here, I got to ask you before I play it, did you adopt a dog from a shelter? Do you have a dog that you love that has been your best friend since you brought him home? This song might be about your dog. Here's Eddie Berth and his adoption dog. It's called Moral.
It's a song about my best friend. She's white, black, brown, long, and thin. She's just a coon hound from the shelter. She hails from Alabama, where can hunt raccoons, tracking hounds of hell. She never made the cut for treeing. Right now she could pay for days, but am I brave enough to face the way that her youth is bound to fade before my eyes? I bet that you'd understand if you've ever had a four-legged friend who's made your life a little brighter. Yeah.
Here we go.
To a squirrel, she's just a stalker. She's the best goddamn tree in the wild. Coon hound ever bred in the USA. She's proud to be a Midwest girl with her nose to the ground and a worry in the world. And I think she even likes the snow now. Try and take a bone and she'll growl like a brat. She ain't nothing more than a neighborhood cat or being mistaken for a beagle. At home she's the queen of the yard. If a critter walks by, she'll sound the alarm, run around a highland.
much more than she'll ever know. I know one day that she'll pass on, but this home we made, it won't be the same when she's gone. Right now she can bathe for days, but am I brave enough to face the way that her youth is bound to fade before my eyes? I bet that you'd understand if you ever had a four-legged friend who made your life a little brighter.
When you look to the sky, do you see an knowing eye? Or is it darkness far beyond your reach? You say you can see the end, you're just waiting to ascend. All the violence wrought while you were on your knees. Oh, you call me a sinner on the steps of my front door. I wonder, have you never heard of irony before? 'Cause if your man is true and he loves you more, tell me, why does he keep taking you to war? Why does he keep taking you to war? When you see your reflection, is it marred with deception? How do you hold yourself so high above brimstone and the flame and the cruelty in his name? Tell me, how is that a thing you can call love? When you call me a sinner on the steps of my front door, I wonder, have you never heard of irony before? 'Cause if your man is true and he loves you more, tell me, why does he keep taking you to war?
Maxinc Americana on Civic Media. We are local music with the Cancellations out of Nashville, Tennessee. The song is called Taking You to War, a personal favorite of mine from the Cancellations. They're going to be coming to Madison in June. In fact, the Cancellations will be live in the studio with me on Maxinc Sunday night on June 16th. Eddie Berth in front of that with Moral. I'm Jimmy Kay. Welcome to Maxinc Americana. Let's do some Candace Griffin now in the morning. It's Maxinc Americana. Thank you.
Sometimes I think about where you kissed me that night.
Sitting here in trial for murder, for a crime I wish I did commit. So I'm gonna go out kicking and gouging in the mud and the blood and the spit. Well, they'll all think I did it, so I packed my guns and hid. After I smiled over his body and I left him for lying dead. Should have seen the look in her eyes when I came home and I caught him with my wife. I can hear them angels calling, but the demons whispered calmly, do thy will to that man you do despise. I couldn't handle the fury I showed just when I turned and blew out the candle and I roared as I rushed at them. Well, if there's a problem with the gallows when they open up that door, devil's been sitting there but bellows as you can't have your ass no more. Should have seen the look in their eyes when I dropped down to the dirt by my surmise. I can hear the women bawling, but the angels thundered loudly, let him be, he is free, it ain't
God's Outlaw out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Poetic Justice on Max Inc. Americana. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass, three locations in Madison, and you can shop online, igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. You can buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. Stand by. We got music on the way from Mason Meyer. It's Max Inc. Americana.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Max Inc. Americana on Civic Media with Mason Meyer and the Bible and the Gun.
In the reflection, what do I see? Is it the devil or is it me? Is it me that I can see? Or is it the devil growing inside of me? Grab me a Bible, grab me a gun. Gotta kill the devil or gotta kill me. Should I stay or should I run? Should I choose that Bible or should I use that gun? Grab that Bible, start to run. For that devil has his fun. Pray to the Lord and the Holy Son. Release this feeling of evil inside of me. Grab me a Bible, grab me a gun. Gotta kill the devil or gotta kill me. Should I stay or should I run? Should I choose that Bible or should I use that gun? Please, Lord, set me free. All this hate and misery. Of me. Grab me a Bible, grab me a gun. Gotta kill the devil or gotta kill me. Should I stay or should I run? Should I choose that Bible or should I use that gun? As I run, drop to my knees. As my body begins to heal. Please, Lord, set me free. All this pain and misery. Grab me a Bible, grab me a gun. Gotta kill the devil or I gotta kill me. Should I stay or should I run? Should I choose that Bible or should I use that gun?
Snowing, it's so cold outside.
Yes, it's cold outside.
That's Kaylin Cole on Max Inc. Americana. Kaylin, of course, down in Nashville, working on it, on her new music, putting out some videos. Can't wait to see what she does next. The Material Boys before that with Whiskey's Gone and Bible and the Gun. That was Mason Meyer out of Brooklyn, Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Kay. Thanks for listening to Max Inc. Americana this morning. Really appreciate you. Coming up across the Civic Media Radio Network, it's Native Roots Radio with Robert Pilot. That's at 6. Then at 7 this morning, it's the Music of the Stars with the mighty Lou Regani. Stick around for that. And if you're listening to the replay of Max Inc. Americana on Monday morning, we have your local morning shows coming up here in Madison. It's John and Gordy Show. Other shows around the network are the Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, Mino and the Mayor in Green Bay and Oshkosh, and the Don Rosen Show. For those of you listening on WRJN in Racine and Kenosha, be sure to check your local listings at civicmedia.us and grab the Civic Media app. Get that in your phone. It's the best way to listen when you're out driving around, jumping from town to town. It's a really cool app, and you can set your home station to WMDX and tell them Jimmy K sent you. We've got music on the way this morning from Old Soul Society before we get out of here. Luke McGovern, too. Right now is Jeffrey James and Tower Hill. It's Max Inc. Americana on Civic Media. We are local music.
And all I need is 30 minutes. 5 days a week is better than 40 hours of losing your soul. Then why don't you show? I wanna know, and why don't you hold me? Feels like it's ready to blow.
Bramble brush. My 5 feet made a branch sad. Still he wouldn't even look at us. His eyes were wide, his cheeks were flush. Didn't want a thing from us. Voices in my head wail. My mind's a haunted forest now. Lost the devil in the detail. Can't focus for a half an hour. What's the point of all this power? I just turned the cherry sour. She saw too much. Her rope shattered, she went blind. My brain sent those crystals flying. Wish I could leave it behind.
Max Inc. Americana with Luke McGovern and Hounds. Jeffrey James before that with Tower Hill. Both of those guys are out of Madison. Folk singers out of Madison. How you doing this morning? Thank you for tuning in to Max Inc. Americana. Really appreciate you. Native Roots Radio is coming up at 6 this morning. And don't forget Lou Regani at 7. And I'll be back at 6 tonight, 6 p.m. on Sunday night with the Max Inc. Top 10. Also Rocker's Closet. We'll have an encore presentation of the Live in the Lair from last night's Butterbrick performance. Was just off the hook. And, of course, Max Inc. Heavy tonight at 10 o'clock. Get all the podcast and all the details at maxincradio.com. Last song of the morning here. It's Old Soul Society and Carolina. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Set my eyes to see, and I'm gonna stare out for miles. I'm gonna play it over in my mind. Oh, no.
See if I'm gonna find me some peace.
But I had to get out of Wisconsin. All that wagon gonna find my way. And the good Lord made everything to land. Just stay high, senior.
I'm gonna set my eyes to the sea. And I'm gonna stay around for miles, gonna play it over in my mind. Oh, oh, see if I'm gonna find me some peace. And just see if I could find me some peace. And just see if I could find me some.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison market is hot right now, so get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. Move to Madison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Are you making plans to honor Mother Earth? April 22nd is Earth Day, and it's a Wisconsin idea. Our Senator Gaylord Nelson created the day in 1970. It was his way of pushing environmental issues onto the national agenda, and many demonstrated in support. It worked. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency formed by December of that year. And today, Nelson's daughter, Tia, continues her dad's efforts. The Earth Day theme this year focuses on the use of plastics. It includes a reminder of the goal for a 60% reduction in the production of plastics by 2040. If you want to find a cleanup or education event to help during Earth Day week, or anytime, check earthday.org. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.